We're going to have two different gersois in the Mishnah. We'll first see the gersa as we have it over here in the Mishnayos, and then Be'ez Hashem, we'll see the gersa of the Batanur. Zakta Heilige Mishnah. Once again, we have two overhangs, one right on top of the other. And yesh behen, you have, each of these overhangs is a Pesach Tefach, meaning to say it's a Tefach by a Tefach. It's at least Tefach long and a Tefach wide. But ve'ein b'nein b'seich tefach, between the top one and the bottom one, you do not have the height of a tefach. If you measure from the top of the bottom one to the bottom of the top one, you won't have a tefach. But, at least according to this gersa, we do have a tefach between the bottom one and the ground. If I measure from the bottom one down to the ground, they will have a tefach. Zok the Mishnah Toma Tachtei, and if there is, let's say, Toma of a mess underneath the bottom one, so Tachtei and Tomei, whatever is underneath the bottom one is going to become Tomei, because that's under an oil. Being that you have a Tefach from the floor till the first one, so that's its own oil, any Toma over there would spread throughout the entire area underneath, but while an oil spreads Toma, it also blocks Toma. Therefore, anything on top will be Tahar. If the Toma was Beinein, between the two overhangs, between the two Zizim, Oy al Gabein, or the Toma is on top, so the top one, between the bottom one and the top one, I don't have an oil, because it's not a Tefach high. So this top one, for all practical purposes, is not an oil for anything directly underneath it. You have to have at least a Tefach height. Mamela, if you don't have an oil, what happens? On the one hand, the tumah doesn't spread from side to side, but on the other hand, it doesn't serve as a chatzitza to block the tumah. So memela kenegde adarikia is tumah. So if the tumah is either in between the two or on top, makes no difference. From wherever that tumah is, straight up is going to be tumah. If it's all the way on top, the tumah, of course, we understand that straight up is tumah. But even if the tumah is in between, it'll also go through the top one, being that the top one is not an oil, and again, the top one is not an oil because you don't have a tefach between the two. Shaila is, if the tumah is on top, would it go down? It's mashma that it doesn't, and the mefarshim will explain why that would be so. But let's go now to the girsa of the Batanura. That's also the girsa of many other Rishayim. So once again, we're beginning our Mishnah. This is according to the girsa of the Batanura. We have over here these two zizim, one on top of the other. They're exactly aligned. Yesh ben b'seich tefach. They're long and wide a tefach, but ve'ein beinein pesach tefach. You don't have a tefach between the bottom one and the top one. And you also, that's the key over here in this gear, so you also do not have a tefach between the floor and the bottom one. But you do have a tefach between the floor and the top one. Okay, again, according to this gear, the bottom one is not off the ground by a tefach. If you're going to measure from the floor till the bottom one, you do not have a tefach. If you're going to measure from the bottom one till the top ziz, you will have a tefach. In between the two zuzim, you also do not have a tefach. Now, if you're going to have tumah tachtei and tumah underneath, oy beinein, or in between, tachtei, whatever is underneath, ubenein, whatever is in between, tumah is going to be tumah. Basically, what happens over here is as follows. Being that you don't have a tefach between the floor and the first one, the first one is as if we're dismissing it. It's non-existent. I have one oil here, and that's the top one, because I do have a tefach from the floor till the top one. So memela, any tumah underneath, or tumah in between, we metame everything underneath the top one, because I only consider the top one here. One more time, according to the Geras of the Batanur. Yesh ben, I have, in the width of these zizim, a pesach tefach, but ve'ein beinein pesach tefach. There's no tefach in between. And there's no tefach from the floor to the first one. So if the tumah was tachtein, underneath the bottom one, oy beinein, or in between the two, tachtein, whatever is underneath, ubeinein, whatever is in between the two, tami will be tami. Because I don't have that all-important height of a tefach from the floor to the first one doesn't count. It can't block any tumah from underneath it from going up. Only the top one is the oil over here, and that's going to bring tumah to any keli that's underneath it or underneath the bottom one. It's all the same. You can well imagine there are a lot of different biurim and shittas over here. Bez Hashem Yisbarach. I'm sure one day you'll get to it.